Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And we're back here on the Encore Radio Show with you. Joining us now is Dr. Steven Kleinberg from Rice University. And he's done a phenomenal job of providing us with much needed and valuable information regarding the changing dynamic of Houston, what it means to us, and what the future is going to be like. So let's welcome Dr. Steven Kleinberg of Rice University. Good morning.
Hi, Lara. Great to be on with you.
Well, thank you for all the support you've given to our Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And I was thinking, you know, in terms of our relationship and how far back it goes. And it's been quite some time. I know you were there at the beginning as we were transforming this Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we appreciate you for that and staying with us all of these years as a partner.
It's been an honor. You've done just a tremendous job. It's so critical for the future of Houston.
Well, as I like to say, as go Hispanic, so goes Houston. And your work is definitely supporting everything that we've been saying. And so we appreciate that. But tell us a little bit about your work for those that may not be familiar and the demographic transformations of a city like Houston.
So we began a survey back in 1982. Houston was booming. It was a biracial southern city dominated by white men. Sudden collapse of the oil boom, major recession, and then a recovery into a new world, a new economy where blue-collar jobs had disappeared and education had become critical, and a demographic revolution. All the growth of Houston during the oil boom years of the 60s and 70s was Anglos pouring into Houston. This is where the jobs were. You guys up in the Northeast were having your Carter Malaise and your stagflating 70s, 1970s, and 1 million people moved into Houston. And so it became the boomtown capital of America. And then after the oil boom collapsed, the Anglo population stopped growing. Mm-hmm. And all the growth of this, the most rapidly growing city in America, has been the influx of African Americans, Latinos, and Asians. And this biracial southern city, dominated by white men, has become the single most ethnically diverse major city in the country. So it's a truly remarkable place to be a sociologist in, to do the kind of work that you're doing, to help build what all of America will look like Houston looks today in about 20 to 25 years. So we're there first. This is where the American future is going to be worked out.
And from your perspective, are people actually looking at Houston to say and ask the question, you know, how are they managing this? We've seen other cities that have had a lot of civil unrest, et cetera, and racial conflict. Houston has escaped, for the most part, a lot of that.
Houston has escaped that in part because we are the most spread out, the least dense, the most automobile-dependent city in America. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the sort of, you don't run into each other. You know, there's not, Latinos aren't encroaching on my territory in my gated community in the suburbs. And so part of what has made the relationships easier is that we're not encroaching on each other. What is complicated things is we don't get to know each other as well as in many other cities. So I think that's part of the challenge. But Houston has always been a kind of a welcoming city, a city that sort of and you never ask how long have you been here and who's your daddy, but if you've got a good idea and we can make money together, let's talk. And you get that sort of dynamic of we're all from somewhere else. You know, the city has been a city of migrants and now a city of immigrants. And our surveys have also picked up increasingly positive views, increasing embrace of the diversity, increasing recognition. This is who we are. We may not have chosen it. No one consulted me before all these people came. This is Houston's destiny, to be at the forefront of the demographic transformation that is the epic transition. So one other quick thing for America as a whole is that between 1492 and 1965, 82% of all the human beings on the face of this earth who came to these shores came from Europe. And after the restrictive immigration laws were changed, and the recovery from the Great Depression and World War II, 88% of all the new immigration into America in the last 30 years is coming from Asia, Latin America, Africa, and the Caribbean.
And as you've mentioned, this train is not going back. This train has left the station.
That's right. Partly because the story of America is the aging of Anglos, the 76 million Anglo babies born in that incredible period after World War II, between 1946 and 1964. Leading Edge is turning 74 this year. We're going to watch a literal doubling of people over the age of 65 in the next 25 years, overwhelming Anglos and the young people who will be the workers and citizens and taxpayers of Houston and America in the 21st century are disproportionately African-American and above all Latino. So in Houston, Texas, in Harris County, of all the people in Harris County under the age of 20, age 19 and younger, 51% are Latinos and 19% are African-American. So 71% of everybody, of all the children of Houston, are African-American and Latino, the two groups who will be the future. No conceivable force in the world is going to stop that. The only question is, how do we make this work? How do we build a truly inclusive, equitable, united, multi-ethnic society made up of all the peoples and all the religions of the world, all gathered together in one remarkable city?
So what are some of the things that have really stood out for you over the last, let's say, 2 to 3 years in your study?
Well, there's a series of trends that we've been asking identical questions of Harris County residents, drawn this exactly the same way, same 3 weeks of February, first week of March, asking people, how do you see the world, and watching the world change in terms of increasing support, as I mentioned, for question that said, do you think the increasing ethnic diversity in Houston brought about by immigration will eventually become a source of great strength for the city or a growing problem? The percent saying it's going to be a source of great strength has gone up continually every time we ask that question. Do immigrants to America today contribute more to the American economy than they take, or do they take more than they contribute? The percent saying they contribute more than they take has gone up consistently. So there's a growing sort of embrace of the diversity. And it is predicated among Anglos primarily by age.
Yes.
Younger Anglos take for granted, what's the big deal? This is what I love about America. This is who we are. Taking for granted what we older Anglos are still struggling to accept, right? And it's a fascinating picture of a city, of a population, of a community in the midst of just fundamental change. And there's a law of human nature that says what I'm familiar with feels right and natural, what I'm unfamiliar with feels unnatural and somehow not quite right. And so that's why you find generational shifts that are really very interesting to watch.
Yes. And we know that upcoming is a book that you've put together that is going to capture a lot of this info.
I've been only working on this book for 30 years.
Yes. Well, you wanted to get it right.
Wanted to get it right. That's right. It is coming out. It's going to be published by Simon & Schuster and will come out about this time next year. So it's still a little ways to go. It's an effort to capture the story of Houston in a way that most people don't know much about Houston. They're always surprised to know how diverse it is. You cross the country, you run into Dallas. You don't get to Houston unless you make a sharp left-hand turn and go down 230 miles. So part of the hope is that this will help people recognize how this may be the most interesting and the most consequential city in America. This is where the American future is being worked out. And it's an interesting picture because it's not all positive. There are big investments we need to make, as you know better than anyone, in education and in ensuring that this upcoming generation has the skills they need to compete successfully in the global knowledge economy of the 21st century. We're not doing nearly enough in education.
Well,
in the city of state.
Yes, and certainly that's an area of great interest and concern here in the Houston area, and business and many others are trying to come forward to make sure that our children get the best education possible. A lot of this data is very important to that, and us working together collectively is going to be of utmost importance. So, Dr. Kleinberg, we want to thank you for all the work you've done, just reporting back on the Houston, greater Houston area, and certainly all the support you've given us at the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
You bet, Laura. It's great, great honor to work with you, and we're, you know, we have to become collectively a learning society across the board as we build the Houston for the 21st century.
Very good. We'll be right back with our next guest. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.